This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is part two of conversations with the end of the year in mind at Roseburg High School. Principal Dr. Jill Weber in here and Ayanna Brown, one of the leadership students. We'll talk more about, you've got a long list of things that you've done, but thanks for coming in, for both of you.
Absolutely, happy to be here.
Thank you to invite us.
And Ayanna, coming in after, you actually were done with school yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, that was my last day.
How did it feel?
Kind of amazing to not have to go back, but it's a little bit bittersweet because I have a lot of friends that I'm going to miss.
Did you feel like when you got up this morning, what did you think? Like, you're not rushing around to get out of the house?
Well, I feel like it hasn't really hit me yet. Maybe at graduation it will. I was kind of rushing around this morning, actually, but it was nice not to have to get up early and drive to school.
So for you, talk about your senior year. What are some of the highlights been?
Oh, there were so many. I think I've just really enjoyed being back in person after the pandemic, and I actually stayed online all of my junior year. So it was the first time I came back in like over a year, and I just love going to all the dances and seeing my friends. My senior prom was awesome. I love going to the football games and cheering for everyone. We had our Future Business Leaders of America State Conference this year, and that was one of the best experiences, I think, hands down, of my whole senior year. So it was just full of lots of great memories.
Now, you've achieved a lot. Talk about being a Ford Scholar. What does that mean?
It means changing my future. My dream has always been to go to college, and I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to do that because of financial reasons. And so having the opportunity to go and have that paid for and get out debt-free just means the world to me.
And what are you planning career-wise?
I'm studying business administration, hopefully concentrating in marketing, and I'd love to run my own business one day.
And I don't know if I've got this exactly right, so you could get it corrected for me. Last year at the Future Business Leaders of America, was it the national convention when you placed very, very high?
Yes, that was the national conference. And I got second place there in the Future Business Leader event.
So second in the
nation.
Second in the nation from little old RHS.
Yes.
Jill, you've got to be happy about that.
Oh, so proud of her. Yeah, that's one of her many accomplishments. She is an incredible human being, and that just helps represent that. So, yeah, super proud of her.
And talk about some of the drive. What drives you so hard to do all this?
Well, growing up, I didn't really come from a lot. I definitely dealt with a lot of poverty and loss in my life, and I basically just looked at where I was and I said, okay, there's no way my life is going to look like this 10 years from now. And everything I've done, that's kind of been my motivation, is just to create a better life for myself and for my future family and for hopefully my community.
And how long have you been in Roseburg Public Schools?
Well, I went to Roseburg High School all 4 years, and I think I moved to Fremont Middle School in 7th grade. So 6 years.
And where'd you live before that?
I was in Elkton.
And what are your favorite classes this past year?
I think AP Government and AP Literature. Government, we do a lot of simulations and learning about modern issues, which I really enjoy. And then AP Literature is like maybe one of the most difficult classes at RHS, but it's so fun. And we get to read a lot of really interesting things and have good discussions.
Now, not a lot of kids get really excited about government class. What about that did you especially like?
Honestly, I feel like a lot of it goes out to my teacher. Shout out to Matthew Watson. He made it really, really fun, really enjoyable. I think what myself and a lot of other students liked it is that it wasn't just like worksheets and reading from a textbook. It was a lot of real-world application and watching campaign videos of different politicians and looking into some of our legal practices and how we got there. And it was just a lot of really hands-on experiences that I think a lot of students appreciated.
A lot of times if you're just watching the news or hearing what's going on, you don't know why things are set up the way they are.
Yeah, we definitely learned about the foundation of our government and other governments, which was really interesting. And every time we watched a video about, you know, something that was going on, like inflation or Russia-Ukraine or just anything, we always had a really great discussion about what was happening and why it was happening, and then how we as individuals can maybe fix the problem in the future.
Now, you talked about spending your junior year online. What was that like?
It was pretty difficult, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes my teachers would just kind of forget I was there. But I think it also was really helpful in that time in my life because I was actually caretaking for my father and I needed to be able to stay home, and being able to be online and just have Zoom classes was kind of the only way I would have been able to go to school at that point in time. So in some ways it was really good, in some ways it wasn't so good.
Did you miss the connection with actually seeing your friends in person?
Absolutely. I think I also developed maybe a little bit of social anxiety from just being online for so long, and I definitely miss seeing my friends, but that kind of made it even better when I finally did get to see them senior year, my first day back. I was just like, oh my gosh, hi, gave everyone a big hug, and that was a really good time.
So, Rosebrook High School, talk about your view of the campus. What do you like there?
Oh gosh, honestly, almost everything. I think middle school for me wasn't great, and transitioning to RHS was such a big shock, not only because I was like a freshman, but because everyone was so much nicer and so welcoming. And what I love about RHS is I feel like all of the teachers and the staff and even the students are all there to support you, and they really want what's best for you and they want you to succeed. And I think as a student, you can really feel that from all of the teachers and just everyone who surrounds you.
So, Jill, talk about your perspective about kind of an overview of this year at RHS and some of the highlights you've seen.
Yeah, thinking of the highlights, so we can talk about last year's graduation rates of the highest ever at 89%. We can talk about transition of rows into the school and bringing in our GED program and continuing the new online type school. Could talk about all those, but I'm going to side with what Ayanna said earlier. Is the best part about this year, I think, was when we finally felt like we were coming back again. When we got to have the football games and they had the bumming and the sections, hundreds of kids cheering together. When we had prom, it was like the best prom because we were so thankful to be back together again to celebrate. We had senior sunset, we've had assemblies, we've had sports. Those end of year events were the celebrations. We miss those so much, and that really is what builds the community that Ayanna was talking about, that caring, that connection, that we're in this together. And so this year, when we were able to come back and enjoy that community time together, it brought back that culture and that feeling. So for me, the highlights have been that. The highlights have been the feeling of all of us in this together, that all of us celebrating, working together to reach those goals. Because we had to overcome some hard stuff. Teachers had to figure out how to teach online. Never done that before. We had to learn new programs like Canvas and how we get the assignments online. We had to figure out spacing and cleaning and distancing. And then even when we came back in, how to help kids navigate what school was like again. And so we've kind of moved on in that way where this spring felt the most normal that I've felt in school in many years. And it's been a really good end to this year.
And contrast that with what you had to do for the class of 20 and 21.
As far as graduation or just the year?
Just the way the year rolled out. And especially in 20, having what went from an extra few days of spring break to a totally different way of doing things.
I think the most difficult part for all of us was the unpredictability. We didn't know what was going to be next. Were we going to open school in 2 weeks or was it going to be closed for the rest of the year? Are we doing Zoom all year? Are we coming back in hybrid? And even not that long ago in February, we were still wondering if we were going to have to go back online for a while or not. That unpredictability was the hardest. We were always waiting for what may have to happen next to keep our kids safe and our community safe and respond to what was out there. So this spring was the most predictable that we've had in a long time. And knowing that we're walking into graduation and it's going to be that community celebration that we get to have with the first time in several years where we could have thousands of people there cheering our graduates on.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Ayanna Brown and Jill Weber from Rosebrook High School. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. URQ with Shannon Sebastian, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. We'll talk about Glide Revitalization on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Today, another look at Roseburg High School as we wrap up the year. Ayanna Brown and Principal Jill Weber. And Jill, talk about the work of the teachers this year. Were there any new things going on or shifts or other things you had to do?
We tried to keep things as getting back to as much of what normal or better would look like. So we tried not to add a lot. We did, we added Canvas, which was a new learning platform. We did go one-to-one. So while we had to do that during distance learning, we ensured that every kid had a computer this year and was used as part of the classroom. So figuring out what instruction looked like with computers and kids in the classroom. So, and I think the students are figuring that out too. What part is online and what part is in person and the importance of in person. I think we also had to, we had a couple of years of making Zoom rooms where we talked, and now we had to figure out how to group kids and have conversations in the classroom again. But I think the biggest thing that we did was really work on the social emotional learning for students, supporting them as they came back in and trying to figure out where we all were, because learning looked different for a couple of years, and that meant coming back in looked a little different. So we were just trying to assess where we're at and in the year as strong as we could.
And even for newer teachers who walked in maybe during the pandemic, it had to be
Feeling like
they were a new teacher all over again.
Absolutely. So it was, last year may have been their first year of teaching, but truthfully, this year was really their first year of teaching as they learned how to teach kids in person with a class of 25 kids in front of them. So, yeah, a lot of learning.
What do you think the biggest challenge was this year?
I think the unpredictability. That, for me, felt like the biggest challenge, is not knowing what may come next. The staff and the students, I know that whatever is put in front of us, we will take on that challenge and we will do it together, which we have done. But not quite knowing what may come next was always a little bit on the edge for us. And I'm very confident that next year is going to be the most predictable year we've had in a long time, and I look forward to that as well.
And what are your long-range goals for RHS?
We've always had a goal of, we say 90, 90, 90. We want 90% of attendance, 90% of our ninth graders to end that first year on track, and we want 90% graduation rates. We have a lot of things that go into play to make that happen. We know the pandemic has affected students' access to school and their connection, and we have some work to do. But we're going to continue focusing on building those connections and relationships with kids, focused on the success, and ensuring that every kid can leave Roseburg High School ready for whatever that next step in their life is, whether they want to go into business administration and be an entrepreneur, they want to go to Harvard, or they want to go straight into the workforce because of the welding skills they've learned. But whatever their next steps may be, we want them ready for that.
And there's been more of a move to really not just pushing for your
absolutely
college.
Absolutely. We, and our kids are gaining skills that put them right into the workforce. The automotive program we have at the high school, kids are ready and they can go right in, and they are doing internships and doing the job already. And I spoke about welding and agriculture and early childhood ed, but our kids are gaining the skills ready for the workforce, and those connections with our community to help with those internships and with that knowledge on what's necessary is invaluable for us.
And some of those jobs, frankly, pay more than professional jobs.
They do. And our community has been great saying, hey, this is what we need from you, and let us help you get the kids ready for that.
So talk about graduation day on Saturday.
Yeah.
I didn't grab my cheat sheet, but kind of go over all the details of doing it normally again.
Yeah, we're back to whatever normal is, which is Saturday at 11 a.m. is when we begin our graduation. Our students will be on the field, and our community is all welcome. There are no limitations, and so I'm hoping that we're going to pack the stands, or we're going to line the fences, and we're going to let our kids know how much we appreciate them and how proud we are of them as they have achieved this big accomplishment. So 11 a.m. on the field.
And how early can people show up?
We open the gates at 8:30, so people can be ready when the gates open to go in there and find their seats.
Now, I know a few years ago when I was dealing with kids in high school, I found out the hard way that I couldn't invoke the half shell clause of putting my blanket out early.
So some people do bring blankets, but most people will sit there, they'll walk in and they find their spots and they stay there. This year we are bringing also our grad night back. We haven't had it for several years because of some other restrictions, but it's coming back, and this year we're at the YMCA. So excited for our kids to have a fun-filled evening from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. And our community, again, has been very supportive of that program to have let our kids have a fun ending to their senior year.
If people are newer here, or maybe this is the first time they're dealing with kids or grandkids, what do they need to know about parking?
Yeah, we parking is open, and so at 8:30 when the gates open, there are already people that are parking there. So the lot will fill up. We do have people out there that will help people find their spots to park. And once that fills up, we will close the parking lot at the high school. But our community has been great. Around the corner, there is ADAPT where people have parked there. There are on the streets and around the community, parking is available. So know, though, that you can't slide in at 10 Tell and hope you get a spot to walk in. So plan ahead for that.
Well, and for some people that live on that side of town, maybe it would be a good day to try walking.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, good point.
Although we may be dealing with some rain too, so that may be an interesting issue. So Ayanna, what about your graduation weekend plans? What else do you have going on besides Saturday?
Well, actually, after graduation, we have our grad night, which I'm very excited for because a few friends and I are actually going to be doing a lip sync battle. So that will be lots of fun. It'll be a really great way to kind of end the senior year and say bye to all of my friends. And then I have a few grad parties to go to, and hopefully on Sunday I can just sleep in and really feel like I don't have to go to school anymore.
The last few years, not having the grad night, as you were, you know, in your other years of school, all those restrictions, it changed. Is that especially meaningful to be able to have that grad night again?
Definitely. I think, I'm not sure if the 2021 seniors got to do it. I doubt that they did, and I know for a fact that the 2020 seniors didn't. So we're kind of the first year that is totally back in person, and we finally get this sense of normalcy that most students didn't have. So I'm extremely grateful for that, and I really hope that this sets the new standard for the rest of the years, and every other student can have a regular graduation.
Who are some of the people that supported you the most during high school?
My experience was maybe a little different from other students. My mother, father, and brother all passed away. And so I really found my support in community members and teachers. They were the family that I kind of found myself in. So I think definitely my teachers, Lorena Warnock and Miss Jackson and Miss Weber over here, they all have played a huge part in supporting me all of the years throughout high school and have really made it possible for me to achieve as much academic success as I have. And this wonderful family that I met, Pam and Tim Knutson, if you guys are listening, they kind of stepped up and took me in as if I were their own daughter, which I don't know many people who would do that. So I'm extremely thankful for them. And my sister also has kind of stuck with me through everything. So definitely huge thanks to her for supporting me through all of the craziness.
Do you see yourself living in Roseburg as an adult, or do you think your future is going to ultimately be elsewhere?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I know I love the West Coast, so I definitely am either going to stay in like Oregon, Washington, California, somewhere in there. I might end up coming back to Roseburg once my career is a little further along the line to see what good I can do here. I know that we have a lot of things that could be improved in our town, and I would love to be someone who really makes the effort to do that in the future. But I don't really know yet.
Ayanna Brown, a Roseburg High School senior, and you're one of the speakers at graduation, right?
Yes.
And Principal Jill Weber, thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.